Hi, I'm Rhys Dunn.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Off Topic.
For rights reasons, the music played during the show has been edited out. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Off Topic with me, Rhys Dunn.
I'm Harry Baker.
I'm Gareth Rhodes.
And I'm Will Hill.
Yeah, we're getting better at that.
That was a good intro. That was quite a good intro, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Well, what a show we have for you today, ladies and gentlemen.
What a show.
We have three top fives, we have Cinema Survivor, which I brought back, and we have, of course, some great music, as always.
You mean music?
It's better than on your radio.
What was it, Christmas that week?
That was the worst.
Was it the Christmas week that I chose horrendous?
No. It was Halloween.
Oh, Halloween. Yeah, that was it. It was Halloween.
It was Halloween.
Just noise from sound. Yeah, it was like,
yeah. Oh, this is the sound of the blade in Halloween.
Pancake Day. Can we have pancake-related music?
Yes, of course.
Yes, all those pancake-related songs out there, we shall play.
Okay, good.
There's, you know what pancake song I think of when I think of Pancake Day? You know Matilda when she's making the pancakes?
No.
We've already talked about Matilda too much today.
Yeah, but not to our avid listeners.
Ah, yes. Hello, Ollie Jackson.
And Oliver Jackson's parents.
Oh, I love that, though. I love that we have those three.
See, it's only
on
two.
One
it's,
radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's two if one of them is ill.
That's a very good point.
Okay.
What about Maurice sitting in his...
But yeah, does Maurice not have it in the car?
That would be awesome if he just listened to it in the car.
This goes out at 6:30, doesn't it?
I'm not.
I don't know.
I'm gonna listen to it live.
It's on Saturday.
I'm gonna have a look now. Okay. I've never actually listened to this show live.
No, neither have I actually. But yeah.
But yeah, we do actually go out on a Saturday evening.
Hi, future me.
Oh, hi, future you. Don't talk to yourself. That's great.
It's really sad.
I've
always wondered what station are we on? Like what?
It's
internet radio. We don't have a frequency or anything.
Oh, well, that's a bit rubbish.
Because I said to, York, because York Uni have a radio, like a frequency.
Of course they do.
And I said to him, how do we get, and he said, what we need is a broadcasting tower. And he said, we've just got all this, and the uni aren't paying for anything else. They were like, there you go. You don't ask for anything ever again.
Can have a £12,000 camera.
Soundproof doors.
Yeah, but that's the sports course use that.
Right.
You got to think the radio course. There are two people on the radio course this year. Yes.
Right, but they could use.
But they both pay
£9,000
a year.
There we go.
Yeah, but when,
grand.
When have we
build
a
tower?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's simple. Build
as that.
A tower. It's very simple.
But the simple fact: if they get £18,000, why can't they at least soundproof the door?
Is the president? Is the president a man or a woman of this university?
The president is a man.
It's an archbishop,
and it's not a president; it's a chancellor.
Mr. Chancellor of the university, I kindly request that you use the funds
it's Archbishop John Centenary,
and buy the radio
Desmond
society. The radio course.
No,
a broadcasting tower.
Almost.
For they are going to spend many. Pounds on
many pounds.
Are you still talking?
That's the
guys?
Thing. Is when I asked him as well. He said we don't get as a collective radio. We don't get enough listeners to warrant a broadcasting tower.
No, that's
like
a stupid
if we
excuse.
Had like 3,000 listeners a week or something.
Well, actually, the internet radio limits us to 500 listeners max. Because that's what we pay for.
I'd be happy with 500 listeners.
Yeah, same. So would I.
But we get about
you have to
three.
Think, this building is the oldest building in like the YSJ campus.
Right.
If you were to then put a massive radio tower,
it doesn't have to be on the roof.
That would
does
be
it?
So cool.
That would be like, oh, look at that beautiful building and really big radio tower.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that big. We could just broadcast to this side of York.
Yeah. Get a satellite dish.
Yes.
Yeah. Why not?
Welcome to. Saints Radio, North Yorkshire.
North York
in North
Could
Yorkshire.
We not look up a YouTube tutorial on how to build
a radio
tower. From
we could
from
make
scratch.
It out of cardboard and wood and
let's do it.
Tin foil. Wires. Yeah, tinfoil. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a plan.
Just get loads of copper wiring and connect it to the telephone wires. It's fine.
Play through. Oh, yeah, right. By the way, off topic goes out from 7 till 8. On a Saturday evening.
So nobody's listening.
The perfect time for all students to listen to
it's
radio.
You've just got home. You're all warm and cuddly.
On a Saturday night. You're about
Saturday
to
night.
Settle in because all students settle in on a Saturday night.
All your friends are out. No, look, we are the only pre-recorded show. Look at that.
We're the only pre-recorded
show. Listed as pre-recorded, but I think there's other shows.
No, what are you talking about?
Everyone else is live. Technically, we're live. You if you're listening right now, it sounds like we're live because we're speaking to you directly.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Even pre-recorded shows
future
are pretty
me
much
enjoyed
live.
That comment.
Yeah.
Oh, future did you? Gareth. Mm-hmm. Hope you good. Did. Right, anyway, so let's kick off with some music and then we'll get into the first top five, which is going to be Harry's.
Ooh,
so
Harry
I hope it's something decent.
Right.
Cool.
All right, then.
Put a song on me for making
yep.
dead air.
I'm okay. happy with
disc
dead air.
Disc jockey, put a tune
this
on.
This is The Vaccines with Dream Lover.
Hi.
This is me. I wasn't on there.
Mic just went off.
That was The Vaccines. I'm still getting used to this, you know. To say we've been doing this for like a full semester.
Yeah.
I am not as advanced as I should be with this.
I mean, I've not even had a go. So.
I think we should get you on it.
I've been here for a whole semester. You've been here for.
Yeah, Gareth's been here for 2 weeks.
I'm not saying it's a bad
thing. I've literally sat
saying.
In this chair and watched and gone, yes, I see what you're doing.
The worst thing is that the off-topic logo that I made, I tried to add Gareth's name and I realised I can't remember which font I used.
I'm like the king of fonts.
I really am.
You have everything font. And
fun fact, the off-topic logo is actually the font that old American road signs used to be made out of.
Really? That's not interesting
this,
at all.
The Logic logo on the back of my hoodie is the Coca-Cola font.
Really? That's again not.
You know what the font name is of the Coca-Cola font? It's called Loki Cola.
Let's move on from fonts because I don't care.
Okay, let's kick it in with Harold Lucius's film collection review.
It's time for Harold Lucius's British collection review.
I regret that science is powerless to explain it, sir.
I call it a film collection.
I absolutely love that intro. Anyhow, okay, so this week I'm going to do my top five comedians.
Ooh, British comedians, are they?
I'm
British
not going to lie
comedians.
To you. British comedians. All my top five comedians are British anyway.
Oh, okay.
I generally don't find, well, American comedians funny anywhere.
not even...
No.
Not even a bit of Louis C.K.
They're not close to my top five.
Look at this duck.
Chris Rock!
Same as every other impression.
Why can't a black man get on the bus?
Oh, stop that there.
Okay, so in number five, so this is going to be three grand pianos. I haven't seen a huge amount of his stand-up, but the stuff I have seen is good. Jack Whitehall.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
Bad education.
Oh, right.
Rating it
it's a rating,
five.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I'm doing this mainly on. Yeah, I've seen his Bad Education, obviously, but I'm doing this purely on stand-up.
Okay. That's...
Because if I touch TV shows, you know, the David Mitchell, Lee Mack,
because
they're really good on TV shows, but
Lee
stand-up
Mack is a great stand-up.
I don't
anyway.
Like. No,
Lee
I don't
Mack.
Like his stand-up
really?
As much.
See,
no,
it's
not
really
as much.
Like too vulgar.
Yeah.
Anyhow, and then in at 3.5 grand pianos. I don't know how we get half a grand piano.
I mean,
it's an expensive
saw,
isn't it? We've got Kevin Bridges.
Kevin Bridges.
Yes.
It's as if he's in the room.
It's as if he's in the room.
You're
going to
give me a quid or you're getting stomped.
Your music's running out, Reese.
I mean, that's close.
It's okay.
I used to do Kevin Bridges.
I don't like Kevin
do my
Bridges.
Friends.
That's the thing.
What?
Ooh, do you not?
No, it's coming back on.
I think you're like... Just, guys, it's like... Don't worry about the music, it's fine.
We're all just holding Reese's hand through it, aren't we, really? Okay, so,
Kevin
next up.
I'm not sure with Kevin Bridges, but okay.
I don't think he's that funny to be honest.
I don't either.
I do.
Of all
know
the Scottish
who
comedians,
he is.
Danny Boy.
Again.
Danny Boy.
Again. His
Danny
stand-up.
Boy no, funny. The best Scottish comedian is... I'm so biased. It's Billy Connolly.
Oh, I do like...
Oh, you know when you go to the shop... And you buy a television.
I don't know where I was going with that.
neither did
hilarious
we.
Hilarious joke.
In number three, I've got this on
how many grand pianos?
Five grand pianos.
That's a jump from 3.5.
It's actually, yeah, it's full. It's the full five grand pianos. It's Peter Kerr.
Oh, yeah.
He's only number three.
He is number three.
Ooh. And that's five grand pianos. What's
yeah.
going to be
I mean,
top?
That's not a bad shout because yeah. I love Peter Kerr.
Yeah, these three.
Number one.
These three are all... So close to each other.
Get me a spoon.
Number two. I did that the other day in the flat. I literally just went, Alana, get me a spoon. She didn't understand, which is annoying. I swear they got Peter Kay over there.
Garlic bread.
Anyhow, so number two. This is 5 grand pianos and a cup of tea. Ricky Gervais.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
I love a bit of Ricky.
No.
See, I do. His style of comedy is no. the one. And anyhow, number one, 5 grand pianos, 1 cup of tea, and 2 chocolate digestives is Michael McIntyre.
No. You could not be more.
You know why he's put Michael McIntyre in there? Because he wants to do his impression, don't
No,
you?
I don't actually.
Go on.
But,
go
no,
on.
No.
Michael McIntyre.
Now's not the time.
Come on.
But as I say.
Yes, it is. There's never been a more apt time.
I never disliked you more.
Give me 7 Milky Bar Kids from Dusk.
Had 7 Milky Bar Kids from Dusk?
That was Donald Trump.
That was
it's not
Trump.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, Michael McIntyre.
You're becoming
just
him.
A really excited Trump.
What were all my accents blaring at one? Yeah. My Billy Connolly didn't sound like Donald
No, your Billy
Trump.
Connolly is really good.
Yeah,
oh,
is
I actually. Said I'm going to build a wall.
That's good.
Said I can't
That's
art.
A really old but Donald Trump. Not that he's young now.
I mean,
sure.
He's rolling.
Donald Trump is probably older than Billy Connolly, I think.
Possibly.
No, that's not true.
Oh, there's a good. That's a good pub quiz question, that one.
That is actually
true. Who's
Donald
older, Donald
Trump
or Billy
Connolly?
That is true.
75? He must be.
Let's Google
no, maybe
it.
Not. Maybe about like 60.
No, I think Billy's probably older.
Billy Connolly's
older. Just. Man. It must be by like a slim margin.
I thought he died.
Billy Connolly?
No.
I went to see him last year.
Yep.
He was in what?
Garfield
2
was a long time.
Oh, why is there a cat that looks like the other cat?
Yeah, whatever he just said.
Billy Connolly is.
He owns all the money in the house.
Late 60s. You say early 70s or mid 70s.
Billy Connolly is 74. He's 4 years older than the Trump.
74?
Donald Trump doesn't look that bad for 70.
To be fair.
Yes, he does. Yes, he definitely does.
No, but compared to Billy Connolly.
Yeah, it's because Billy Connolly lets his hair go grey. Donald Trump dyes his orange.
Yeah, it's true. Along with his skin.
I had no idea Donald Trump was 70. Mm. I thought he was just a really old 50-year-old.
Mm. Nope. He's old. So is Clinton. She's old.
Oh, good, yeah, but she's been around since World War
I. Yeah, but she's
one,
younger than
so,
Trump. Still old.
Bernie Sanders is old. Anyway, stop talking about Donald Trump. We made this last
week.
We
did
decide,
we
weren't
going
to talk about Donald
no
Trump anymore.
Yeah.
Right,
that's
Gareth.
We didn't talk about him in context,
yes,
did we?
Yes, Reese.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
You brought him up because my Michael McIntyre.
I have to disagree, though, with your 5.
Yeah. I think he did a pretty all right see, 5
no.
this week.
No, because Michael McIntyre, I love.
I I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
it
I
was
don't
one
like
of the,
Ricky Gervais.
It was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, to split those top 3. Yeah.
Michael McIntyre's
I literally sat there. I've always said Peter Kay's my favourite.
Yeah.
But I've been watching more Michael McIntyre,
there,
Ricky
there
Gervais.
Is, there's more Michael McIntyre stuff than there
and
is
like,
Peter Kay.
I sort of went, Peter Kay's got these very good jokes. The style of comedy, I prefer Michael McIntyre.
Really?
No, I think Peter Kay's gone and done things like Phoenix Nights and everything.
Yeah, he's done that, yeah.
There's more unfunny bits than there are funny bits.
That's true.
In Peter Kay? Yeah.
No, in his shows. Not
oh, no,
yeah.
No, 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 no,
yeah.
I don't think so.
I literally... On
I
the
think he's a better stand-up.
Stand-up, yeah.
No. I think Michael McIntyre would be a friendlier person.
What?
If
no.
I met him.
I'm not sure,
like
no.
But Peter Kay
yeah.
is
no.
a person that you know.
Have you ever seen Car Share?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, just,
see, that's no, that, no, that's what that. I mean. Is yeah. Michael McIntyre's friendly, but it's like I'd have to get to know him. I already know Peter Kay.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
I base that on strictly stand-up rather than the TV shows that they did.
Yeah, true.
It's if it was on,
strictly.
If it was on the if it was on the TV shows that they did, Gervais wouldn't be on there because I wasn't a fan of The Office.
Are you not? What
no.
About
not a fan. Not a fan.
I like Ricky Gervais' stand-up or his shows. I don't like him as a comedian.
See, I do.
I like it when he calls people the C word.
Oh, you're just.
Funny.
You're just a child, really.
Gareth's just a nasty pasty. But
speaking of Gareth,
we'll move on to Gareth.
Gareth,
yes.
The time is now, and I get to play this absolutely friggin' glorious ident right now. Okay, are you ready? Prepare your butt.
What?
This is Gareth's top 5.
What?
Is that,
that
you?
Is, that's taken from last week's show where you both just
that's
freestyle.
Amazing. That's fantastic.
So my top 5 is
have
my...
we not got any backing music?
No, you didn't make any. Do you
want to
do a backing track now and you can?
Right, if you just turn down my mic, we'll do some humming or something. Not you, Gareth. You're doing the top 5.
No, I can still do it. No, I can do it now. If you want to record the track now and I'll make it. Like for the thingy.
There you go. You've got enough in that section.
You think that was enough to loop?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I would put a few. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, your top 5, mate.
Okay. Can I speak now?
Probably, yeah.
So my top five is my top five films of 2015 that I've seen.
Ah,
of 2015.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I said as well.
That's an interesting.
Why not last year?
There's a lot of good films in 2015.
There are.
2015 was a good year.
It was a good year.
Shall I read my short list first, or shall I read the actual list? Because I've got four that I didn't put in the list, but they're like.
So you've got
good.
A top
Here's
nine.
Here's a few honourable mentions.
Yeah. Basically, give us the honourable mentions, and then we'll go to the list.
Honourable mentions are Demolition.
Okay.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I've not actually seen that.
Paper Towns, which is a surprisingly good film. I quite liked it. Ex Machina.
Oh, that is spot on. That is, it's like AI. Have you seen AI?
Yeah, but
it's like AI, but
nothing
AI
like
is terrible.
AI. It's,
no, I know AI was terrible. Ex Machina though is the if good AI
was done properly
and did it so much better, and it's I love it.
Okay.
And my last on my shortlist is The Big Short.
Ooh.
Good film.
No,
it's good film.
Okay.
In at number five.
I'm hoping the top five is better than the honorary mentions.
Yeah, I mean, Ex Machina is spot on.
Number five.
Focus.
With Will Smith
and Margot Robbie.
Your love.
Yes.
One of your many.
Number four. Straight Outta Compton.
How much are you rating?
Straight Outta Compton.
Five. What, Focus?
Yeah.
I'll give that a 7.5 out of 10.
No, you can't be
you
doing
know, Yeah, he can. He can have numbers. He can have to have objects. He can have
fine.
Numbers.
That's fine.
7.5.
You have to rate it out of something.
Seven out...
Mercedes or something.
Seven out... I can't even speak.
Seven out of... Seven out of...
I'll give
seven
it 7.5 Jake Gyllenhaals out of 10.
Why Jake Gyllenhaal?
I don't know.
Should, you know what? You should have a different thing for each one.
Right,
so
7.5 Margot Robbie's out of 10.
Okay.
Straight Outta Compton is in at number 4.
Okay.
Love
really?
That
film. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it? Yeah, Crazy Mother.
I didn't
and
like
that's
it.
That's as close as I can go. Sorry.
Thought you were going to go through with it then. I really like that
From
film.
The Gang Called. And again.
That
is a good film.
7.7.
7.7 Paul Giamatti's.
Ice Cubes. out of 10. and then at number 3 is The Martian.
Oh, yeah. Good shout. That is a good shout. The Marsh. Have you not seen that?
Yeah, no,
very
it's
good film.
Good,
that
good.
Is
that is one
good.
Of
How
the
How many
best.
Matt Damon's out of 10?
That's an 8.5 Matt Damon poop potatoes out of 10.
You know what? Rate it out of poop potatoes from now
okay.
on. That
Everything.
Is your rating. Out of 10 poop potatoes.
Number 2 is Steven Spielberg's film The Bridge of Spies.
I have not seen that.
That is
really
a great
really
film.
Fantastic.
That is a great film.
Is
really
that
good.
A remake of
No.
Actually, it might be.
Because there's a film... There's obviously Bridge Over the River Kwai and all that, but it's there was a film around there, and I swear there was a film called something along the lines of Bridge.
But anyway, it's
amazing.
It's a very very good film that I'd give a 9 captured American spies out of 10.
They're poop potatoes.
And poop potatoes as well.
Nine poop potatoes out of 10.
And this is controversial.
Okay.
But number 1 is Star Wars The Force Awakens.
That's not controversial.
I feel like some people it would be because it's an obvious choice.
No.
But it's a new Star Wars.
A new Star Wars.
It's so
you can't beat a new Star Wars.
It's still better than Rogue One.
So good, yeah.
Okay, well, honestly, that was a great list.
Rating?
Oh, go on.
I'd give it a 9.5 unknown Rey's family members out of 10.
I would be agreeing with that list, apart from I would swap The Martian with The Bridge of Spies.
The Bridge of Spies.
But it would still be 3.
Bridge of Spies is way better than that.
The Bridge
I
of
didn't
Spies.
Think so.
So I've seen both of them twice, and on the second viewing, I enjoyed Bridge of Spies way more.
I've only watched it
that's
once.
That's a good way
thing.
To do it, you know. You should always
Martian,
watch
I've
a
watched
film
it quite a lot.
You watch it, because your first impression is
yeah,
like...
Yeah, it's like Vertigo. It's terrible the first time, and then terrible the
whoa,
second
whoa,
time.
Whoa, what about my agoraphobia, see? You got to give my Jimmy Stewart some sack.
Yeah.
Well, when I get up, I get my vertigo.
Okay, moving
See,
on.
Jimmy Stewart in The Simpsons.
You're Jimmy Stewart in The Simpsons.
That's
that
sounds
like
Bill
it's
Clinton.
Just Gil off. Gil off
like
Simpsons.
No.
Oh,
no,
Gil.
I thought you were going to.
We're just going through all my impressions at once.
And on today's show, we have 46 guests.
Can you do an impression of Bill Clinton saying, I did not.
I did not have sexual relations with that lady?
That is fantastic.
That is quite good, yeah.
Pretty good.
Gotta give that one credit. Right, okay, let's have a bit of music and then we're gonna cinema survival when we get back.
Oh, are we?
This
are we,
is,
now?
We are.
Are
we
now?
Are gonna do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
Play the tune race.
This is Stereophonics.
Hi.
That was Stereophonics with Maybe Tomorrow.
Yeah, that was
good evening.
That was a bit average, really.
I would rate that a good...
How many poop potatoes?
5 poop potatoes out of 100. Yeah.
Right, well...
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of that song.
Right, now we're going to do a segment that we haven't done since Film Talk.
Oh, are we?
We did it once. Me and Harry did it together.
Oh.
And this is before... That's before the days even Will was a guest.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that one week that you did before
Adam
I was
here as well.
Adam was here.
It was me, you, and Adam.
Us and Adam.
I remember now.
When Adam used to do the show with us, yeah.
Yeah. Those were the days.
Remember that? Film Talk fans? Yeah, you got do you remember
me.
The days?
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's do Cinema Survival.
Welcome to Cinema Survival.
Yeah, so this
that
is...
That was awful.
This was going to be like a regular... Like, I used to listen to Desert Island Discs a lot, where you pick 5 discs or whatever. So the idea for this is that you pick 5 films. Was it 5 films?
We did 10.
10 films.
We did 10.
And then a food. But I made this, right, and this has only been heard once when we were first describing it, right? So you need to listen to this, because this is like...
Yeah. This is the intro.
Of,
it's quite important.
Context, right? You're, you're listening up, guys. You ready?
You can turn off.
I've heard this before.
No, actually, don't turn off our mics because then it'll come through our headphones.
Yeah, sure. You might need to hear.
The year is 2050. A decimation by an unknown virus has left the planet in ruin. Riots, a loss of all law and order, and an unknown creature terrorizing the public have caused each country to fall into complete chaos. You now roam the streets in search of food, shelter, and hope. One day, you come across a movie theater, completely untouched by the rubble. As you enter, the doors lock behind you, and you find 10 film canisters ahead of you. You now realize that you are sealed inside, finally within safety, with only these films to guide you, to entertain you, and to keep you from complete insanity. Now, you are finally safe.
Oh,
that was good. Yeah, cause,
dramatic.
Yeah, it was. It reminded me of last time. I knew what was coming. Yeah.
So you need to pick 10 films, and you need to give a reason for each one.
This is
10 films that you want to spend in a cinema by yourself for the rest of your life.
2050.
For the rest of your life.
So let's assume that the Marvel Universe is done now.
And
like,
so is
they've wrapped up.
Yeah, no.
Star Wars 12 has come out.
Oh, so you're assuming that...
Don't assume any more films.
No, don't assume any more films.
Assume
all the films
that
have happened
now.
Up to now.
Well, can I have Star Wars 12 as well?
No, you can't. And why was your reason? Because you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. It's going to be the best one,
than
right?
Phantom Menace. There you go.
It's a lot of films.
Yeah.
Right, okay. The part of Phantom Menace I want is just the last Star Wars
lightsaber battle. That's what you want.
Darth Maul.
Star Wars
that's all that film needed.
And then one extra.
No.
3 till 12 is
10.
Is 9.
No, it's not.
You're right.
I know I'm right.
No, it is. 3 till 12 is 9.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's 10.
3 till 12.
It's 10.
There is a difference of 9. Yes, but if you count.
Are you about time?
No,
we're all about the Star Wars.
Three.
I if I can
oh, I thought you meant numbers
nine.
In general.
Three, no, I'm not talking... Why would we be having a conversation
just
about numbers?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
that's
10.
That's 9.
No,
that was 10.
So you
three.
Count
your
3,
right,
count
you three and you count your 12.
All of us, aren't we? Are we all doing this?
I can't...
I think we should do 5,
yeah.
Because there's 3 of us.
We'll do 5... This
what do you
week.
Mean there's 3 of us, there's 4 of us.
Is he doing it as well?
I can't, no, I know.
Generally, you don't join in.
I'll do it, and you've already done yours anyway.
All right,
yours exists on an old.
Can you remember what they
in
were?
In the Film Talk archives.
Can you remember
how are we
what they were?
To do this more than once?
Come on.
Can I remember what they were?
Because
so it's just us.
I probably changed them now.
I think
but
Hot Fuzz was on there.
Yeah, there was, yeah.
There was 3 Lord of the Rings were on there.
Yeah, I put them all on.
It was a really shit film, and it was.
Oh,
the reason...
I can't say that on the radio.
The reason was.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Get the Hagrid impression out. The reason for him picking the crap film was.
Ah,
that...
you shouldn't have said that.
The reason was that when he had a bad day, this was a film he could just watch over and over again and not feel any. It was Run Fat by Run.
Oh.
That wasn't.
What?
It was.
No, it wasn't.
I'm sure it was.
That was Adam's choice.
Oh. Was it Johnny English Reborn?
Nope. Oh. I had The Last Samurai.
Oh, The Last Samurai was on there as well.
That's
yeah.
five.
What else do I have on there? I've probably still have a piece of paper somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I have to go through the archive and listen through.
Yeah, definitely. I forgot what it was now. You guys come up with your 10, and I'll think of
and
my
you need
10.
A food stuff that you can eat forever,
stuff.
And a drink that you can drink forever. You get an unlimited supply of these.
Okay.
But that's it forever.
Right. Okay. So my drink would be water.
Yeah.
No, you get water anywhere.
Oh, so I
there's
can have
taps and stuff. So you can get water anywhere.
Okay.
But that's then you get a drink as a gift.
Is the water going to be nice, or are we just
no? It's nice.
Horrible.
Like... It's like water, fresh springs, Evian. Coming out of the tap.
Fresh
like.
Springs of Bel Air.
Okay.
Yep,
okay,
so
I'm allowed another drink.
I don't think I actually did it today during the show.
No. I can imagine I had a couple of James Bond films on there.
Ooh. You know, I think Skyfall was on there.
Food. Probably, actually.
I'm trying to think what else.
I don't think there was...
Adam picked Run Fight by Run.
Yeah, because that was in place of my...
Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz, yeah.
Because we were on that Sam Peck film as well.
Yeah, we were, yeah.
This is difficult.
This is
can
really
I choose 10?
Can you choose 10? Have you got 10?
I think I could.
Okay, go for it.
Okay.
Go wild.
Have you already got 10?
I think I could.
Right,
yeah.
While
I've
you...
got my food and drink.
While you guys are thinking, while you guys are thinking, we'll listen to some Rare's Light.
Okay.
Ah,
brilliant.
Days.
Good idea.
America. Yeah, we are, Will. Welcome to radio, Will. So, basically, we were just listening back to Film Talk. It's giving me all nostalgia.
It is. Yeah, it's very touching,
isn't
it?
Trying to work out what Harry picked.
Can I just confirm? You allowed him to swap two films for a series.
I feel like I did.
And I've done that now. Because
have you done
said
it?
Can I do that twice?
Yes.
You can do it once.
Tell him he can do it twice, because that's four films for two TV shows. He's still got to pick six films.
Okay.
I've already got my six films.
Have you got six
films?
Okay.
If I can think of two more
right.
films before you ask me, I will do it.
Okay.
But if not, I have a TV series.
I
want
to know what you picked, Harry.
Yeah.
I still want to...
Well, you keep listening to it.
I'll
we'll
keep
get
listening.
On with the show,
you
yeah?
ask them what
right.
happened.
Okay, guys. So have you are you done?
And I want a reason for
right.
each one.
Okay, that's fine. Right. Can we go to your drinks?
Yes.
Right. What drinks would you want? Yeah. Just yeah. That's fine, Reese.
Okay. Lone Star beer.
Lone Star beer. Mm. Okay. For the rest of eternity, that's what you'd
well,
have.
Well, I've got water. I thought I'd need something to liven the mood a bit.
That's fair enough. That's
or
fair enough.
Or make me sad and depressed.
Okay. Right.
But Lone Star beer is delicious.
Fair enough.
I went for the same idea. I went with a woo woo.
Oh dear.
Right. I'm putting my mic on just to say. Trust that to be Will in a nutshell. Gareth chooses a beer and you choose friggin' woo-woo.
Yeah.
Oh, shouldn't have said that.
that's allowed.
Okay, right, okay. Same idea, different way of doing
yeah,
things.
Yeah, because it's sweet and enjoyable and you can be like, yeah, chill. Instead of like, yeah, I like beer because I'm a man.
Like Harry Spencer.
It's, like, it's a really nice, smooth, like, crisp beer. It's so good.
Nice. Food?
Pizza.
Pizza? Yeah.
Chicken korma with naan bread.
Ah, okay. Fair enough. For the rest of your life, that's fair enough.
It's the only thing, and I'll tell you this why, because I opened my phone to a Hungry House advert that says, want a korma over again?
And you went yes. Very much so. Okay.
I really do.
That's fine. So we're going to go into the films now.
Should we alternate?
Yeah, we'll just go film one.
Okay.
They're not in order. It doesn't really matter. As in, you get all 10 or six or whatever.
I just found another one that you had.
What
and
was
you're
it?
You're gonna kick yourself for yeah. not realizing easily. I'm gonna tell you in a minute, but you keep asking them, and I'm just gonna play it back to you so you know what it is.
Okay. So number one, Gareth, you can go first.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Right.
Oh, good shout.
It's a very, very good film.
I might. Have,
and
I feel that I might have picked that.
A very long film.
Yeah,
but
it was.
I can watch that film over and over again, and still like think like. Not find new things, but I still forget things that have happened. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
that happens. Plus, it's got a great cast.
It does have a great cast. Will, film number one?
I'm going with Hot Fuzz again. Same
yep.
with you.
Yeah.
For the simple fact, not only is it the best of the three,
mm-hmm.
but it's a really light-hearted comedy that I think if I could only have 10 films, I want to be able to memorize films.
Yeah. It'll be brilliant.
That'd be one of the
one to memorize. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't think, because I've watched it so many times, and it still makes me smile. It doesn't make me laugh as much.
Yeah, no, but things still never
makes
do.
Me
but
smile.
Yeah.
So I'd be yeah.
That's fine. Sorry, Reese
giggling himself.
I thought it was fantastic.
Fantastic. Okay. So number two.
My number two is Alien.
Right.
One of my favourite films.
Of all time.
Actually.
Not Aliens.
No, Alien.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I prefer Aliens, if I'm being honest.
It's a slow burn, but it's such a good film.
Okay.
Everything about it, how it looks.
Yeah.
Like the pacing, the characters, just all of it.
just to interrupt again.
Okay.
When I was at this back there, weirdly enough, Adam asked if the water was also clean. I was just really freaked out while you both asked if the water was clean.
Well, because I'd rather.
And then
have...
he went, and then he says, "Is it warm?"
Your film number. We're on three now, aren't we?
No, I'm on two. Deadpool for me.
I thought you said.
Such a basic.
Oh, yeah, we're on two, aren't we? Yeah.
No, because, again, it's a film that is funny and will still be funny quite a few times later.
Yeah,
I would be happy to memorize that film.
Yeah, that's true. Number three, Gareth?
I agree with that. Inglourious Bastards.
Right, okay. That is a good film. I should not have said that.
yeah, it's my favourite Tarantino film. Also, one of my favourite films again.
Fair enough.
So
I know Will's disagreeing with you.
Over and over and over.
Cannot stand Tarantino, but there you go.
I love it. It's a good film.
Love it.
Moving on.
I'm going to go with Independence Day.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not
what
the...
That? I didn't hear what that was.
Did I pick 2012?
Did you pick 2012?
Did I pick 2012?
I'm not telling you. I'm going to tell
like
you.
You like the film 2012?
I do, actually.
What is you are an embarrassment.
That is bad.
No, it's one I can switch off and just listen to. Like,
and that's why
not
I chose
it.
It's a bad film.
Because it's not the best film in the world,
no.
But it's so good. And
yeah.
It's so easy. And
yeah.
At the end of the day, you'll always enjoy it.
Yeah.
Ah, right, okay.
I agree.
So
do we have... Okay.
Harry picked...
Oh, God.
Three Lord of the Rings films.
I did.
Okay.
He picked Hot Fuzz.
I did.
Yep.
He picked, what was the other one that you knew you picked? Just said a minute ago. Hot Fuzz.
Last Samurai.
I
remember now.
Then you picked Alan Partridge, Alpha Papa.
I did. I remember.
And
that
then
one.
We listened to Rochford.
Yes, we did.
Do you remember?
Yes, we did. We did.
then you picked Zulu.
Yeah, I like
Michael
the old
Caine
film.
It was a good film.
Yeah, the Michael Caine old film, yeah.
But I can't find what you picked for the rest of it.
I don't know why. Why did I... Yes, okay.
And then I want to see what you've picked for your food and drink, so I'll come back and see.
Okay, but was that all 10 then?
No, I can't find what the others were.
I bet it's food and drinks, tea and a biscuit.
You're a really nasty person, Gareth, you know that. Number four.
American Beauty.
Oh, I'm going
to
move on almost entirely.
I had to have a bit of Spacey in there, because I love him. And
Kevin is good.
American Beauty is a really good film. I can watch that over and over again as well.
Fair enough.
Okay, I went with Toy Story.
Okay.
For multiple reasons. I was thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
for the simple fact it's a nice, it's an easy.
Yeah,
again.
It is.
It's always a lovely film. Mm. And then he said, I need a Tom Hanks film. And I went, yes you do. And that's just, it's the best.
Yes,
it
fair
is
enough.
The best Tom Hanks film.
Fair enough.
I disagree.
Toy
sure.
Story.
It is.
No one disagrees.
Forrest Gump.
No. It's a
horror. Forrest Gump's brilliant.
It's a terrible film.
Oh.
Hate it.
It is a brilliant film.
Hate it.
Very.
It's
good.
A horrendous piece of.
Should have said that.
I was not about to say that. I shouldn't have said that myself.
Number five.
Put my phone up again. Oh, put my password in. No.
Log in.
I'll go with number five.
I'll go first. Interstellar.
Okay.
One of my favorite films. Long film. Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
Love Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
Christopher Nolan, can't beat him. Also, but Space.
Fair enough.
Did he not make his top 10 Matthew McConaughey films when he did that?
What?
Interstellar did? Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Interstellar came in at number two.
Matthew McConaughey has not
way,
had
I
10
just,
films.
I just need to play this.
Yeah?
I just want to see if I can play this through the actual thing.
He said 12.
Not that many
because
memorable.
You need to hear
top five.
Harry's hypothesis on what his drink should be.
Okay. Brilliant.
If I can get this to
look. It probably was tea
and a biscuit.
No, I know what it is, but it's not.
But then
it's,
I think
it's
I decide.
The fact that you came to this conclusion and you absolutely like deliberate about it for a little while.
Okay.
Right, okay,
I'm sorry.
Let's see if we can get this to play through the thing. Is this how you did the?
Yeah,
Held the phone like that. Yeah.
Right, okay, so.
Drink sauce will be water.
Water?
Yep.
Really?
Absolutely.
For what reason?
Because everyone goes, oh, water, oof, oof. When you're thirsty, there is nothing better.
Oh, yeah, there is.
That couldn't have been creepy.
Is that Alan Partridge?
You don't get ice, by the way.
it's
warm water then.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So you're gonna drink tepid water.
Tepid water.
So I'm assuming that because
we're eternal,
we eat and drink isn't gonna affect our being.
No. This is just for your own pleasure. That's what I mean. I would choose it based on taste. Taste only. Well, I mean, you're going to die.
Plot twist: he picks milk. After the whole thing, he went from water to milk.
I'm sorry, you went to milk. You decided in a world where you are going to be permanently stuck, you decided on milk, something that will go off in 4 days.
Also, and then he goes,
no,
and then
there'll
he
be
goes,
a fridge.
And then he goes,
it will still go off in 4 days.
Then there'll be more milk.
And then
it's
at the end of the thing, he goes, my flat has actually run out of milk because I have drank all the milk. and then he goes, so guys, if you're listening, remember to take the other milk out of the freezer. Because my flat actually put the milk in the freezer.
They do. It's really... I just find that very odd.
And I just wondered...
I find that very
odd.
Did they
take it out of the freezer when you told them on the show?
No, they didn't. But it was out on the side when I got back.
They must have been listening to that.
So they're either listening or they just went in and gone, oh, Harry's drunk all the milk and...
So,
ooh.
So quick catch up. What were the films again? Do you know off the top of your head?
Okay, so my top...
You're up to 5 now.
I'm on 4.
Well, you can include your 5th on this.
Hot Fuzz, Deadpool, Independence Day, and Toy Story. And my number 5 and 6
yes.
are going to be Finding Nemo and Finding Dory.
Oh, you
need to do it once now.
What were your TV shows then?
I've not got to that yet.
Oh, have you not?
So you do your 1 to 5 and then add in your 6.
Okay, and 7?
Because you need like hide stuff.
Oh, no,
I'll go with that.
Yeah. The Wolf of Wall Street, Alien, and Glorious Bastards.
Should not have said that.
We need that clip.
Yeah. Right, shall I try and do a good one?
Yeah, go on. Do a good one. Never caught it.
I shouldn't have said that.
Hey, that's good. Yeah,
there you go.
I remember that.
American Beauty and Interstellar. And my number 6 is... Iron Man.
It is a good film.
It's sort of again a film that you don't have to pay much attention to.
That is fair. Yeah. I'll agree with that one.
You know, I was going to do my Robert Downey Jr. impression, but it's
in my opinion the best Marvel.
Can you actually
film.
Do one? Can you just do it, please? No.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
No,
it should be on my list.
It would help me greatly if you did because I need you to do some voice for my self portrait.
No. I'll do my Robert Downey Jr. if you do your Michael McIntyre.
After the show?
Can I
change from Iron Man to something else?
Yeah, you're not locked in yet.
Guardians of the Galaxy instead.
Ooh.
And
look at him.
Wait, no. Can I have films that haven't come out yet?
No, because you don't know that they're worth anything.
Because he wants Volume 2.
It's Infinity War, because that's got Iron Man and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, but I am Batman vs. Superman, had Batman and Superman, and yes, it still sucked.
I like it. So
I sort of did too.
Shut up.
But Marvel is better than DC.
All right, Suicide Squad.
Marvel is better than DC.
No, Suicide Squad sucks.
Marvel is better than DC. Marvel is better than DC.
Anyway.
Will? Yeah, my number 7 would be Strangers on a Train, the Alfred Hitchcock film.
Oh, you mean the one with Danny DeVito and Billy Crystal?
Oh, yeah. That's,
Wait,
no.
What?
No. Strangers on a Train.
It's where Danny DeVito
asks
Billy Crystal to kill his mother.
No.
And by throwing her off a train.
No.
It's a really good film.
No.
And the woman who plays the mother is the chick out of the Goonies.
Yes, but no.
Yeah, the woman who tries to put Chunk's hand in a blender.
Yep. No, that's not her.
Hey, I'm Danny DeVito.
Strangers on a Train. Alfred Hitchcock.
Can we just appreciate his Danny DeVito impression? Hey, I'm Danny DeVito. Wait a second, I'm going to type it in. I'm sure that is the film that I'm thinking of.
Well, it might be, but it's definitely not the one I'm thinking of. Strangers on a Train, Alfred Hitchcock, 1948.
Breaking news. Melania Trump has made some... I didn't read the whole thing, but it said something about Melania Trump. And inappropriate, sir.
Train. Billy Crystal.
No, just Strangers on a Train. Alfred Hitchcock, 1948. I think, but I'm not sure.
He kills his mom.
Oh, great.
Mom.
What year is Strangers on a Train?
It's a different film. This is Throw Mama from the Train.
Yeah, no.
It's the same thing, though.
It's really not. It's nothing alike.
Wait. I'm sure that it's based on Strangers on a Train.
Okay. Well, Strangers on a Train is a book originally, so... Can I please find out the year?
Does it matter?
Yes. Just like whenever you say, oh, yeah, it's this year, and then you check and you're always wrong.
Bored.
Shut up.
I just want to know.
Hurry up. We've got 9 minutes.
Okay. So, your turn.
To do all of that.
We're not going to get through Billy Bob's Film Roundup this week, are we not?
No.
No.
My number... what were we on?
Oh.
You're on 7.
My number 7 is Star Wars Episode 7.
Okay.
Okay. Why?
Because it's an amazing film.
Yeah.
Why that one, though? Episode 5 is the best.
Sorry?
Yeah, no, I'd agree, but...
Episode 5.
I feel like
Empire Strikes Back.
I don't want A New Hope, but I feel like Star Wars Episode 7 works well as
a New Hope 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like it. It's good.
It's a really New Hope. There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going with Begin Again, which is Ruffalo and Keira Knightley.
Oh, I love
that. Never seen it.
And it's such a lovely film. It's not a funny film. It's not a heart-wrenching film. It's just a really nice film about Keira Knightley, who is like an up-and-coming musician, and she is with the guy from Maroon 5, whatever his name is.
Adam Levine.
That's the one. And he's a bit of a penis to her. So
oh, I should have said that.
So him and her and Mark Ruffalo decide to make her album with no budget in the middle of the streets of New York. That's really bad.
That's my Adam Levine impression.
Horrible, but really accurate. And it's just a really nice, really
TV
really
shows. What
film.
Were these TV shows you were going
with? So my 9 and 10, Star Wars, Clone Wars.
What about Rebels?
The
show. Clone Wars is better.
All 8 series, I think there is.
Did you see the film, Star Wars, Clone Wars?
It's like the first 2 episodes.
Wait, so for 2 films you can have 8 series of a show?
No, you can have 1 series of a show. You have to pick a series of the show.
Series 5.
I have no idea what that equates to.
I'm sure someone picked...
Am I rounding off my list now because Will's finished?
Yep.
Where did that come from?
Because he looked at me like, hurry up!
Okay, Terminator, good film.
Terminator original.
One of my favourite films, yep.
I go with Judgment Day.
I'd go with Terminator.
Salvation.
So you should not have said that.
I should have definitely said that. Love a bit of Arnie. Shawshank Redemption, one of my favourite films.
That would
easy
be
to watch.
It's not easy to watch.
It is
no,
easy
it
to watch.
Is. It. And it's just happy.
And
it's not a happy film.
I think it's a happy film. It always
Morgan Freeman impression.
Up.
That's...
Andy Dufresne.
There you go.
Andy Dufresne.
No, Gareth.
That got high. It should have gone lower.
Andy Dufresne.
Andy Dufresne.
Andy Dufresne.
And
so is that your list?
Last film is Apollo 13.
With Kevin Bacon.
Bit of Tom Hanks, bit
with,
of Kevin.
With E.E.
Sorry, Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, but Tom
hey
Hanks.
Hey there, Brits. You know... What up, dog, and everything else? What about fish and chips and Cor Blimey, the governor?
End the show now.
I think we should just... His mic's off. I think we should continue the show
but
without him.
Apollo 13.
Silence me.
I just did.
Apollo 13, good film.
Well, there we go. That's
only
was,
seen it once.
The cinema survival.
I feel like I could watch it.
Yeah,
again
I think we should do something completely different.
Also,
Space.
Final
from
5 minutes left.
5 minutes.
But
the
song 3.5 minute song.
Oh, so we're not doing Billy Bob's.
So it sounds like we're going to be like rounding up the show.
Hold that round up for next week, Billy Bob.
I can't. I've got a whole new roundup for next week.
Already.
I mean,
I've already written it.
This week's roundup was the top 10
I literally
film,
wrote
top
my
five
roundup,
films of 2016.
An hour ago.
Really?
Yeah.
That's strangely relevant to Gareth's.
Yeah, no, I didn't actually know he was doing that, which is really bizarre.
I'm nearly out of patch.
So,
what are you on?
What's they're trying on to charge each other's phones.
Well,
oh, no, you are.
It's just a bit
no, you are.
Crazy,
do, you,
really?
Do you have a wire?
I mean, we're really not professional.
We're not at all. This is a radio show. Fellas.
Well, I was literally about to swear so loudly on the radio because he just did that.
Well, you should not have said that.
Wait, you should not have said that. Sorry? 33.
Oh, you can make it home on that.
I can, but I've got another radio show.
Shut up, guys.
Shouldn't have said that.
I was going to say stay tuned for the Pointless Debate Show, and I realised this goes out on a Saturday night.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, next week's Pointless Debate Show.
So, if you're listening to this...
Listen again on Wednesday, 6 or 7.
If you listen to this,
Pointless Debate Show.
Sorry?
Might be on a Pointless
Debate
Show. No. Thank God.
We don't want,
don't worry.
Want food.
Gareth is not on Pointless
Debate Show.
My stomach's got the rumblies.
That only hands can satisfy.
It suffices.
We're hungry for hands.
No, it's satisfying.
Yeah, so next week's show,
you save your Billy Bob's roundup.
I mean, I've got a whole
We've got a different one for next week.
I'm doing the top five Oscars because obviously it's the Oscars.
It's the Oscars next week.
Oscar Pistorius should not be on that list.
It's the 26th of February.
Yeah,
so
it's in 2 weeks' time.
So it's in 2 weeks. So save that for the week after then.
No, no, sorry. No, it is next week. But it's a week on Sunday.
It'll be the 22nd we record this show.
Yeah. So it is,
So yeah, so next week, join us for an all Oscar studded off topic.
Thing.
Oscar topic.
There we go.
Wow.
Not Pistorius.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I think we should just cut to the
Who
song.
Am I? I am Oscar Pistorius.
I think we should just leave immediately.
We cannot have that joke.
I've just turned off his
mic. Okay, let's say our farewells and then we can.
Yes.
Leave.
It's just goodbye from us.
I've been Gareth.
I am Will.
I was Reese.
But I turned off his mic. We'll probably see you next week. Bye.
And he will be Harry.
See you later, Harry. Yo, mic's still off.
Bye.
Okay. This is Noli G. Sending us out.
Noli
it
G.
is.
Lovely.
Drop me in for the gap.